بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى، اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، وأيضا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ورفعنا لك ذكرك، وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علموا أولادكم حب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأيضا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون الله ورسول أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله الكريم. Come as close as possible, inshallah. Appreciate that, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Respected elders and brothers, one of the important angles and objects of today's discussion is how the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam can increase in our hearts. How we, listening to this discussion, we can begin to increase in our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also like that, how we can learn to recognize who our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. I quoted the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Allimu awladakum hubba Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." This hadith where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Put into the hearts, inculcate, educate, teach your children to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." We all should question ourselves, have we been neglectful in this regard, or have we been practicing on this? If we've been neglectful, make tawbah and say to ourselves, inshallah al-aziz, I am going to make a concerted effort to put the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my heart and in the hearts of my children and whoever I know. You know, I am really astonished. Just to mention two incidents, you know. Many years ago, I was in Canada and ended up having a debate with a missionary. And alhamdulillah, Allah's tawfiq, I explained to him and he said that, no, you are on the truth, you know. He accepted. But he said to me, it's a very strange thing. But I can't leave Jesus. I can't leave Jesus. What kind of effort must have been made for them to accept and recognize and have that love for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam? Now to understand it, we see this, you know, Allah's fazl, Allah's tawfiq, alhamdulillah, many a times I have been to Masjid al-Aqsa. And we have this, that what you call the place called the Church of the Nations, where they say that that was the place where Isa alayhi salam spent the last night, and where his followers, the Hawariyin, had spent that night there. There are those olive trees that are about 2,000 years. They call the Garden of Jasmine, that way these followers of his way. And where they tried to capture him, but obviously we know he was protected by Allah Ta'ala and he was lifted up by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But they have that incorrect, concocted view and incorrect belief that that is where he was captured. That is where he was captured. And then they have this, that he was made to carry the cross from the Church of the Nations through Lion's Gate, which is called the pathway of the Mujahideen, and what they call the Dola Rosa. And they talk about 8 stations that he had stopped until he reached this Holy Sepulchre, and that is where they say he was crucified. This journey of approximately, let's say, about 4 km. So many of them come from different parts of the world in memory that my Nabi Isa has sacrificed for us, and as they have the belief that he died for our sins and he suffered on this route, they will carry crosses and they will, droves of them come, and they will walk this entire route daily in memory of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, say he walked it, even though it is incorrect. But the point I'm going to show that what kind of effort must have been made by their, you know, by the priest or whatever, to put that love into their hearts regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Now, this is the point that we also need to say to ourselves, what effort are we making to put the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our hearts? Have we recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, and what he had done for us, and what was his sacrifices for us, and what was his concern for us, and what was his love for us? How much he has in all the time sacrificing, worrying about us in different ways, that, you know, we must be successful, we must be saved from Jahannam, we must go into Jannat. So many things. Now, I just mentioned a few points of here before we go on what I want to talk about. But just to give you an example, you know, there is a mountain on the, what you refer to, the northern side, behind the back side of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called Jabal al-Silah. On Jabal al-Silah, there is a place, alhamdulillah, ta'ala bless me that I went over there. There is a place on this mountain where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 3 nights crying for the ummah. Sayyidina Ma'az ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu finally met him there, and he gave Ma'az ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu the good news that Allah ta'ala mentioned to him, I will make you happy in regards to your followers. What does that show? His concern, spent 3 nights over there. The structure is like a dome structure there on Jabal al-Sila. This is where he spent 3 nights crying for us. Furthermore, where Masjid al-Qiblatain is the Qabristan of the Banu Salama. Just next to the Masjid is the Qabristan of the Banu Salama. One occasion, Allah is all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to find out, why are you so sad? He said, what is about my ummah? Concern about my ummah. Jibreel alayhi salam takes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this Qabristan of the Banu Salama next to Qiblatain. And he tells a person to come up from the grave. This incident is found in Fazail Amal also. Come up from your grave. The person come out and he's, you know, wailing and in sadness and woe to me. So Jibreel alayhi salam said, this person was not a believer, and this is the condition of the people that don't believe in the kalima. Thereafter, another person was told to come out, and he's smiling and full of light and happiness. He was a believer. So Rasulullah SAW was told by Jibreel alayhi salam, this will be the condition of the believers. What is the important point here? Look at his concern and worry about us. That how we all could be, you know, successful. He's worried about us. And if you think to yourself, every Nabi was given a dua, and he made his dua, which is 100% accepted. Rasulullah SAW was also given a dua. But Nabi Kareem SAW saved that dua for the day of Qiyamah. Why? So that he can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want my followers to go into Jannah. Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where will I find you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll find me by the scales. By the scales, we all have to go, and our actions will be weighed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to see that the scales are heavy, that we can be saved from Jahannam and the doom and go to Jannah. Now let me show you the part about loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the importance of sending darood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How important it is. It is said in Fazail al-Durud, you must read this kitab, inshallah, even a new edition has come out that Talimuddin has prepared, salatu wassalam, you know, beautiful kitab, where they mention a beautiful incident that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be people whose evil deeds are so heavy that those registers of evil deeds will be so heavy that like it's going to be 100% they're going to be doomed and go to Jahannam. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come with a small piece of paper, smaller than the finger, small part of the finger, like a tissue, small piece. And you ask yourself, registers of evil deeds, and one small piece of paper, can it do any good? You know? It's like putting a feather on one side, and then the other side you've got tons. What can the feather do? However, subhanallah, this small piece of paper will be put, and it will be so heavy that those registers will go up, and this person, the scales will go down in favor of this believer, and he'll go into Jannah. What was on that paper? It was those darood that he had sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That salawat came in handy, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when a person is in difficulty at his need of awa, I will be there. For those who are in abundant darood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So make a firm niyat, all of us, inshallah, that inshallah al-Aziz, from today on, inshallah, we'll set abundant darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll do that. Look, it takes you 2 minutes to read 100. 2 minutes to do 100. In your 5 times salah, 500. Make intention, inshallah, at least 1,000 darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily, inshallah. All of us will do it, inshallah. It is mentioned that Sayyid bin Musayyib rahmatullah alayhi is making tawaf of the Baytullah. And he sees this youngster. While making tawaf, the only thing he's reading is salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har qadam par rasut, the root of every step is only sending salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyid bin Musayyib asked him, "Bare bhai, kya baat hai, but beta, what's the problem? What is so much in you that you're not reading anything but the root upon my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What has inspired you so much?" He said, "Who are you?" He said, I'm Sayyid bin Musayyib. He said, "If it was somebody else, I would not have told. But because you're such a great alim, I will tell you." And then he says, this youngster says, "I was traveling with my father for Hajj. En route, my father fell ill and I was treating him and he passed away. Looking after my father, he passes away and he says his face turned black. One is the loss of my father, to add to the sadness is that his face has gone black and I'm traveling. What must I do?" He said, "I covered his face up and in that gloom, I went into the semi-conscious condition, and while I'm in this half sleep, half awake condition, I see this very handsome, no one had seen so more beautiful than him. I see this beautiful, handsome man, personality coming, and he removes the cloth from my father's face and he puts his hand on my father's face. Immediately, my father's face is full of light. I ask, 'Who are you? May my parents be sacrificed for you.' He says, 'I am your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I come to people's assistance at the time of their need, those that send darood upon me.'" Subhanallah, when he opens his eyes and he looks at his father's face, his face is full of light. So what are you making intention, inshallah? We'll do it, inshallah. Very easy, inshallah. Even every day, you know, so much of incidents that are mentioned about those that will send darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make it our effort that we will come to know about our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, there's a beautiful kitab, Sirat al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, printed by Talimuddin. I think we really need a bit, isn't it? You need the smaller one, the bridge one. But the actual Sirat al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think it's about 400 pages. Try and get it and read it. Get your children, read it with your children. Come to know about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Know about our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Talk about our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In every way, in every majlis, talk about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is darood. Learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read about his care and worry and concern about us. His care, as I mentioned, he will not be happy until he don't see us go to Jannah. Can you imagine? Which is the most difficult time for anybody? Which will be the most difficult occasion in anybody's life? Which is the most difficult occasion in anybody's life? This is the most difficult occasion in anybody's life on the day of resurrection. So much so, as Sayyidatana Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the people will be uncircumcised, bare feet, and the sun will be above the head, and they will be drowning in their own sweat. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, what about male, female together?" He said, "The condition will be so severe, nobody will be interested in this. Some people, the sweat will be to their ankles, some to their knees, some to their hips, they'll be drowning in their own sweat. The sun will be just a mile above the person's head. They would rather wish that Qiyamah starts, resurrection starts, than us bearing this heat. Is so intense and the condition will be so severe and so much of fright will be in the hearts of the people on that day. In that condition, you know, Allah Ta'ala depicts it so beautifully. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. On that day, everyone will run away from one another. Your brother don't want to know you, your wife don't want to know you, your children don't want to know you, your father don't want to know you. Everybody will be of that condition of being independent. I am not interested. For son will come by the mother. Ma, I need your help today. Sorry, my son, I can't do it today. Mother will go by the son. Sorry, mother. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared to help you. No one will want to help one another. Can you imagine this situation? Everybody is stressed out. Mankind will go to Adam alayhi salam. Dada, please help us. Dada will say, sorry, I can't help you all. Nafsi, I'm worried about myself. Every Nabi will be in that condition of fear and worry. Nobody won't help. On that day, only our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will say, Ummati, my followers, I'm for you. Thereafter, Rasulullah SAW will make a sajda that he had never made before, in which he will praise Allah in such a way that he had never praised Allah before. Until Allah will look at Rasulullah SAW. Allah will look at Rasulullah SAW with the eye of mercy. His status is so high, no Nabi can do this intercession besides our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah will tell, Irfa Rasak. Pick your head up, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ishwa, and intercede. I will accept your intercession. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the one that will be concerned about us. He wants to see that we go to Jannah. He will be by the scales to see the scales are heavy. He will be by the sirat, that bridge thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade, that we must, and those hook will throw people in Jahannam. He wants to see that we are safe over there. He will be by the Hawza Kawthar, that we can get the water from the Hawza Kawthar. He will be worried about us to see that we are all going to Jannah. Can you imagine on that day of Arafah also? Nabi Sassam made dua from Zawal or from Asr, Zohar to Maghrib, crying to Allah for us. He made dua for us, 6 hours of dua in Arafat, that we all must be saved. One of the du'as that he made, oh Allah, make even the oppressors of my ummah be forgiven. Who are the oppressors? One is the oppressed. They are forgiven. But the oppressors, those that had abused people, insulted people, hurt people's feelings, swore people, robbed people, cheated people, they must also be saved and go to Jannah. Every follower of his must go into Jannah. That is the concern of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dua not answered, showing that this is a very grave crime to hurt people. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is restless. He leaves Arafah, he gets to Muzdalifah. Again he pleads to Allah, Allah, even the zalims of my ummah must be forgiven. After some time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is smiling. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? He says, Allah has given me the guarantee that He will even forgive the zalims of my ummah. Look at His love and concern for us. Look at His feeling for us, that we all must be saved. We all must go to Jannah. 4 important incidents are regarding Rabi al-Awwal, 12th of Rabi al-Awwal, some of them precisely on this date. 4. What do we know about? The birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What else we know? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world on the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with prophethood in this month. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah, reached Madina Munawwara also in this month. 4 great significant incidents took place in this Mubarak month. So this month is so special in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father Abdullah had passed away before even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is born as an orphan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, while he was in her stomach, was already seeing a light coming out from her stomach and spreading throughout the world, giving her the glad tidings that your son is somebody very special in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into this world, on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, subhanallah, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, as he's coming out of his mother's stomach, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf is there also as a midwife. She is taking out Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is full of light. It's as if the stars are coming into the house of Amina. And automatically the room is full of light and full of fragrance. No water, no blood comes out when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out. You know, the umbilical cord, it's already cut. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is totally pure and clean. He's already circumcised before he can come into this world. This is our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the honor that Allah gives to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's full of light. The room is light and light. Beautiful fragrance. They are also shocked. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into this world, he's already clean. About 15-20 minutes later, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into sajda. Baby gone into sajda. Baby gone into sajda. Stayed newborn baby in sajda. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into sajda. Makes a long sajda. What was the message? What's the message? My followers, salah, salah. I have come to show you on salah. You must hold fast unto salah. This is the difference between a believer and a non-believer, is your salah. So much he emphasized on salah. At the time of his birth, he's in sajda. So much so that when he's leaving this world, one of the last things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, As-salatu wa ma malakat aymanukum. Salah and that which your right hand possesses. Be mindful of your salah, O my followers, be mindful of your salah, be mindful of your salah. Tell your children at the age of 7 they must perform salah. Beat them at the age of 10 when they don't perform their salah. Salah is a guarantee. Those that perform their 5 times salah on time, guaranteed from Allah of Jannah. I'm sure you all want guarantee of Jannah. Make sure that every Muslim in our locality, the male must be in the masjid for salah. The ladies must perform their salah. That is when Allah looks at the locality, when all the people are in salah, Allah azab don't come on the locality. So what I say, all of us make that effort inshallah. But imagine Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the time he's born till the leave, he's showing this. Thereafter Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes up from the sajda and he picks his shahadat finger up. And again there's so much of light. Baby, born, picks his finger of shahadat. What is that message of shahadat? It's this message that now the time of kufr, shirk, fire worshipping, idolatry is over. Now is la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. I have come with the message that we must believe in Allah alone. Allah alone. La ilaha illallah. This is that message that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That shahada that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed at that part at the time of his birth had such an impact that all those kafir, all those mushriks, all those people that were idolaters, all of them were dumb that day. All over the world, they became dumb. So much so that fire that was burning in Iran for 1,000 years, those that were burned, that was burning 1,000 years, those that were worshipping that fire, that got extinguished without them even knowing how. It just went off. The castle of that king that Iranian king, the castle, the walls broke, it's cracked. What happened here? They all gone dumb. What is all this? This was the power of that La ilaha illallah. When we have the true yaqeen of La ilaha illallah, Allah give us that yaqeen. We don't even say Allahu Akbar with the right understanding. If I say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Allah is greater than America. Allah is greater than the atom bomb. Allah is greater than every country. We should not fear none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hassan bin Sharabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu, a sahabi of Rasulullah SAW, a very lame sahabi, but mashallah, very thin, always fasting, always in ibadat, very thin sahabi, small sahabi, and he was an alim who used to write in the wahi in the time of Rasulullah SAW. When they surrounded the Christians, fought, one of those Christian priests came out and said, "We got the cross, we will be successful, we will defeat you all. We have the power with us." Sharabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu says, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." Understanding Allah is the greatest. None can have the power. All power is in the hands of Allah. The way he said it, that walls of that fort cracked and broke and they entered. This is in Alexandria. So Allah, Allah, Allah. So with such yaqeen and so belief that they said it, that those king wanted to know what happened. He called one priest. The priest went and found out from his uncle who was up in his dying bed. That priest was in dying bed said, "You have come to ask me that why did the kings go dumb and they could not talk and about this fire that had got extinguished which was burning for 1,000 years. He says, "Yes." It says, "Because the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has arrived. He has come into this world and because of him, his blessing, the entire around the world will be the tilawat of the Quran Kareem. He will be that Nabi that will be walking with the stick." Gave that news. But this is the kalim, this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come. This is the effect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming. There was a Jew in Makkah Mukarramah. He asked, "Is there any child that is born today?" They say, "Yes, there's a child born to Amina." He goes over there and he sees the nabuwat, that cloth of hair that was round in the back of Rasulullah between his shoulder blades. He recognized that this is the Nabi of Allah. Immediately he said, "Waylul lil Bani Israel, woe to the Bani Israel. Now the nabuwat has been taken away from them and it has gone to the Arabs." He recognized this of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at honor Allah Ta'ala had given our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is regarding the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'll just talk about the leaving of this world of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we close up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born on the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. Towards the end of the month of Safar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam fell ill. Around the 26th, 27th, 28th, around there, 29th of Rabi al-Safar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam fell ill, had a severe headache. He went to Baqi. And then it was a Thursday. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the Maghrib Salah, but he was coming for Salah, where he was holding the hand, holding onto two Sahaba, Ali radiallahu anhu and Fadl ibn Abbas. He came, the last namaz that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, where he was Imam, was the Maghrib of Thursday. He read Surah Mursalat, and thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not make it. His condition was so severe. He had such a severe headache, such a severe, what do you call, fever, yet head was tied with a turban, but he had a lot of pain. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam before that had told the Sahaba, "A person has been given a choice and he has chosen to go to Allah." They didn't understand, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu understood. Thereafter, Monday morning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes out of his house. He looks at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. They get so happy that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is now okay. They missed him for so many days. His fragrance, his nur is there, the light and the perfume that's coming out. They are in the Fajr Salah. They recognize Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wants to go back to make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allow to make the namaz. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, "No, this is his last look at his companions." Can you imagine what will be going through his heart? "My followers, 23 years of effort. This is Bab, where the Ustawan al-Sarir, one pillar that against the wall is written over there, Ustawan al-Sarir. When you go there, you must think of that day when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at the Sahaba for the last time." Thereafter he puts it down, that curtain, never to be risen by Rasulullah. He goes into the house, the sakrat, the pangs of death are getting heavy. Aisha radiallahu anha takes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her lap. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head is on her thighs, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa is putting his hand onto that dish of water there and applying it on his head, and is going to the pains of sakrat. Abdul Rahman, the brother of Aisha radiallahu anha, comes. He's got some miswak. He looks at the miswak. Aisha radiallahu anha recognizes that he wants miswak. She takes the miswak, she chews it, she softens it. Her saliva is now mixed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the miswak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, making this announcement, As-salatu wa ma malakat aymanukum. Be mindful of your salah and the weak ones that are in your care. Be mindful of your salah and those that are under your care. And thereafter he says, ila rafiqil ala, to the one high above, to the one high above. He's looking forward to going by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salam comes in by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Malakul Maut is here. Malakul Maut can say salam to you, never said salam to anyone before you, no Nabi, no anyone. He's saying salam to you. And second, asks for permission, can he take your soul away? No one, no Nabi did ever Malakul Maut ask for permission, asking, can I take your soul? Rasulullah looks at Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam is in tears. Allah, Allah, Allah is looking forward to meeting you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah wants to see you. But Jibreel alayhi salam is crying, O Muhammad, after today, I will never come back into this world to give wahi. This is my also last time. Only permission was given to Rasulullah. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks a question. And this is what I say is for us to think. And this is where we should say how much I must love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, this is important. Go home and tell what I'm telling now. Can you imagine? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in pain. He's going through the pangs of death. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I never understood. But now when I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the pangs of death, I realized that pangs of death, sakarat, is a reality. The pains are there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Malakul Maut, this pain that I'm enduring and this difficulty I'm going as my ruh is coming out, will my followers go through that? Will us go through that? He's in pain, it's about to leave this world. What is his concern? Will we be also going through that pain? Allah. Yes, your followers will also go. O Malakul Maut, is there any way that I can endure everyone's pain? Can I endure everyone's pain so that my followers can leave this world with ease? Brothers, this is not small. This is his concern for us, that we must not go through any pain, even the Allah, but sakrat is not easy. But he didn't want us to go through that pain. This is his love, this is his care, his feeling for us. I ask today, Allah, give me the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give you that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us all that recognition of who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for us. And I ask from today on, make it that this is my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most important to me. A true believer, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون الله ورسول أحب إليه من ولد والد الناس أجمعين. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are not a true believer until Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not more beloved to you. Today we realize that we should love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everyone. Make this our niyat, inshallah. True ishaashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In every way I want to follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to send darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to live like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I want to make everything my Nabi, my Nabi, my Nabi, my Nabi. Make this our object of our life, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beloved brothers, there is so much of benefit. One of the easiest and the shortest way to become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is abundant darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is his care for us at that moment when he is about to leave this world. Allah give us the haqiqat and understanding. There is so much more that I can talk about in this regard. I just want to touch on a few points. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves this world. It has such an effect on the people. It's like a thunderbolt hit them. They are, you know, like dumbfounded, shocked, terrified. So much is the effect on this that if you have to understand the difficulty that the ummah went at the time at the loss of Rasulullah, Nabi Kareem said, any calamity can come on anybody. How many people of your family can pass away one time, whatever calamity. Every calamity is easy when you focus at the time that the ummah went through the difficulty and the pain at my loss. What was the pain? Anas radiallahu anhu said, the brightest day was when Nabi Kareem Sassam came to Madina Munawwara. The most darkest day that everything like became dark when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world. Anas radiallahu anhu says, I was walking in the street, the babies are crying. I'm not talking about children, the babies are crying. I'm telling the mothers, feed the babies. He says, the babies don't want to drink the milk. They are feeling the pain of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are bhai, do you understand what we're saying? Even those babies can't drink milk, can't go down their throat because of the loss of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, then I realized that Rasulullah has left this world. Everybody is shocked. Osman radiallahu anhu can't talk. Umar radiallahu anhu taken out his sword. He was to kill the people that say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left this world. Zayd bin Abd Rabbi radiallahu anhu says, I don't want to see anymore anything if I can't see my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asks his eyes to be taken away. The donkey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throws itself into a well. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no more going to be riding me. The camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stops eating because no more Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be by me. They are even feeling the pain at the loss of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Ansari Sahabi, little later when after Rasulullah is buried, just goes by the qabr, cries so much at the mess of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being no more that she passes away. That pain of Rasulullah's loss was so severe on the believers. Allahu Akbar. Then finally the time comes for the burial of Rasulullah. They say the mothers, our mothers, the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are all around the qabr. Are all around Rasulullah. When the time came when the qabr is dug and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is about to place in, while he was like, although he's no more there, in a way he's no more there, but his presence kept them calm. But when they picked his Mubarak body to place him into the qabr, 3 days they were reading salah on their own individual. There was no jamaat salat of Rasulullah. When they placed him in the qabr Mubarak, the sigh, the cry that came out of our mothers was so severe that our Nabi is no more. Now we're not, at least his body is there, now we're not going to see him anymore. Sahaba are standing around. The Qabr Mubarak has his place inside. One Sahabi decides, I want to hold my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one more time. We don't realize the ish they had. He takes his ring and he throws it into the grave. And he looks at Ali radiallahu anhu, who's from the family of Rasulullah. Ya Ali, give you permission, can you give permission to go inside and take out the ring? Okay, he goes in, but it wasn't for the ring. He just wanted to hold Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one more time. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hayatun Nabi. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive in his qabr. When he goes down there, the lips of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are moving. He puts his ears next to the lip of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Ya Rabbi ummati, oh Allah, my ummat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is caring for us, worrying about us at every moment of his life, that my followers must be saved, my son followers must be saved from Jahannam, my followers must be saved, they must go to Jannat. When they cover the Qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidatina Aisha, Fatima radiallahu anha asked, how did you feel putting sand on the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I am going to tell Jibreel that Rasulullah is gone to Jannat. She's in a state of, you know, like total depression, in a, you can say that way, at the loss of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She asked him, how did you all feel putting sand on the qabr of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The pain, the difficulty that all the Sahaba went. The beautiful words of Fatima radiallahu anha at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves this world. She said, Sabbat alayya masaiban, lo sabbat ala nahari sirrat layali. Such a pain has come upon me. If that pain had to come upon the day would turn into darkness. The day would come into darkness. This is the suffering that the people went through at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaving this world. Allahu Akbar. Everything felt pain. I'll end up with this incident, you know, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world. And I say to you, when you go to Medina Munawwara, when you see that green dome, when you see that green dome, I want you to think of something. I don't know if you've ever seen on the green dome, there's like a chain and like a window. Have you ever seen that? Look carefully. Allah knows best whether this is the reason why it is like that. But that dome was put in 678 Hijri. But that time, before that, there was no dome. Obviously, Rasulullah Sam is buried in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. There was drought in Medina Sharif. The people came to Aisha, our mother, and said, Ma, what must we do? The drought in Medina Munawwar, what should we do? This is Mishkat Sharif, this riwayat. She said, maybe the skies want to see the Mubarak Qabr of Rasulullah. Want to see the Qabr of Rasulullah. Make an opening in the roof. An opening was made. It says the way it rained, the way it poured, it as if the skies were crying, seeing the Qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love, everything loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ustuwana Hanana is that pillar that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lean on that tree trunk. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped using it, that thing started crying. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine, I say to you, if the skies can cry in love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at the narration comes, that year was called Amuddun, the year of fat. So much of rain came, like the skies were crying, that there was so much of vegetation that the animals got fat and they gave a lot of milk and ghee. But what was this? All in ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My respected brothers, elders, Allah give us that love. Make this dua that you don't follow the ways of the kuffar and yahud. We follow the way of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Live everything of your life in the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dress like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You mustn't be dressing the ways of the kafirs and Spider-Man and Batman and all these football players. No, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell them about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's sad they know about the football players, but they don't know about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How sad. So make tawbah from that. Allah give us the true love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm just saying, you know, about moving from the tree trunk when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat on the minbar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never sat on a chair. That's why I don't like a chair. Always sit on the minbar. But I don't know, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never had a chair. This has become a style that people sit on the chair. Monsab, maybe get rid of the chair. But think about it, but sit on the minbar, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد واصحابه بارك وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا كريم يا رحيم يا رؤوف بالعباد يا رؤوف بالعباد يا رؤوف بالعباد يا ارحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال الاكرام. This Mubarak day, many many years ago, over 1400 years ago, our Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born.
our Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this world on this day. Ya Allah, through his qurbani, through his sacrifices, through his tears, we plead to you, we beg you, with a small crowd here, and we're asking you, but you don't look at crowd. Ya Allah, we are asking you, and you get happy when we ask you. You want us to ask you. We ask you through the qurbani of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through the suffering in Uhud, through the suffering in Taif, through all his suffering, all his tears, and all his du'as. Ya Allah, we beg you, we plead to you, show your infinite mercy upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make every ummati of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make sincere tawbah today. Make every ummati of Rasulullah give up all wrong. Those that are indulging in adultery, those that are in pornography, those that are indulging in whatever evil, drugs, lies, Allah, make them all make tawbah. Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, through the sacrifice of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we beg you and we plead to you and earnestly ask you, change the condition of the ummah towards khair. Ya Allah, they're being bombarded, they're being attacked, they're being, Ya Allah, abused, being killed. Ya Allah, this process of falsehood that are trying to destroy the Muslims, make them unsuccessful. Make the Muslims stand up and become powerful and successful. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahim, bring back Khilafat. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Zal Jalal Kam, save the Haramain Sharifain from the Munafiq and Aqsa from Munafiqs. Ya Allah, save us from the Munafiqs. All those forces that are trying to take us away from our Islam and our deen, make them unsuccessful. We ask you, Ya Allah, make each one of us true ashiks of Rasulullah, us, our children and our progeny and every ummati. Make us true ashiks of yours and your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make us love you. Make us send abundant darud upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, make us come to know about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and live our life according to the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Zal Jalalika, make us be the fortunate ones to be given water from the Hawza Kawthar of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to be close to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, and to be close to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannat. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, save us from the fire of Jahannam, save us from the azab al-qabr, save us from all difficulty in this world, give us ease and afiat, make our children and our progeny the coolness of our eyes, bless us to go to the Mubarak places of Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwarah, and Aqsa time and time again. Give us a beautiful death, help us at the time of our death through your fazl and karam, wasila of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Accept all our du'as with afiat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khairin ma sa'alaka min nabiyyika Muhammadin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'azaka min nabiyyika Muhammadin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla la quwwata illa billahil azim. Amin, amin, bi fadli subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.